就是维持的氛围给你。
OK， 那我就觉得没问题。
弟兄姊妹，当我在主面前寻求的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when I was seeking the Lord before the Lord，
就是说我在过去一两年的时间呢
，In the past one or two years，
那我在这边跟弟兄姊妹就是交通到不同的这个事情
，I was sharing with brothers and sisters different topics，
但是在我内心的深处里面呢，我有一个一直都有一个负担。
But in my heart, I have a burden.
就是说我们在主的面前呢，我们要跟主有一个直接的接触。
That when we're before the Lord, we want to have this real contact with Him.
对，我们要有一个个人 personal contact.
We want to have a personal contact with Him.
所以当我在不管在讲什么时候呢，但我心里面总是有一条线。就是我们要与主有直接的个人的接触。
So no matter what I'm talking about, there's this, I'm talking within this line where I want to have this personal contact with the Lord.
到了新的一年的时候呢，我寻求主说，那是不是主有什么引导
？So in this new year, I seek the Lord and said, is there any leading from Him?
但是我感觉我祷告当中，然后也从年长弟兄的感觉负担里面、交通里面。主好像还是要我注意这个，我们要与主有个人的交通，个人的接触。
So from my own seeking and from other elders brothers sharing, it seems to me that the Lord still wants me to focus on this personal contact with Him.
所以我今天想要与弟兄姊妹交通的是在跟是新约，是我们与主所立的新约。
So today I want to share on the new covenant with the Lord.
也借着这个钵饼呢，让我们好像更多的明白新约的意义。
And through the bread and the cup, we want to understand even more what is the new covenant.
在这一年来的时候
，So in this year,
我听见一些年长弟兄们的交通。
I hear sharing of elder brothers.
对，特别是这个江弟兄、孙弟兄。
Especially the sharing of Brother Kong and Brother Sun.
在他们的交通里面啊，有一些的词语。
There's words that they mention often.
他讲到说，他们那个词语就是枉费 ，waste.
Yeah, what they shared about was waste.
或是说讲到那个没有价值。
Or without value.
就他们里面有一些感觉哈，在一些情况里面呢。我们好像枉费，也没有价值。
So in them, they feel that there's something that are wasteful or without value.
也就是说，如果我们跟主在一些事情上没有直接的接触的话
，If we do not have personal contact with the Lord in these things,
然后这些事情在主的面前呢，就是浪费，就是没有价值。
Then all these things are just wasteful before the Lord, and they are without value.
所以当弟兄们用这种感觉的时候呢，我觉得我心中觉得是比较震撼。
So when the brothers talk about things this way, I was stirred up in me.
所以大家可以想一想，当我们在平常的日子里面呢，好像你一直在过日子，甚至我们在追求主。
So in our daily activities, and sometimes we are even pursuing the Lord.
那如果在这些事情当中，结果主一看是没有价值、是浪费的话，那不是很可惜吗
？But then, if the Lord estimation of it is these are without value, then it would be such a waste then.
所以也就是说，如果我们没有跟主有那个直接接触的话，在主面前就不算数。
So unless we have this personal contact with the Lord, then all these are not counted.
所以我盼望我们能够进入这种感觉里面。
So I hope that we can enter into this kind of an awareness.
这个并不是消极的。
This is not in a negative way.
它让我们有这个感觉里面，让我们能够把我们的心转向那个有价值的。
They want us to have this realization, so we will turn into doing something with value.
我们请看一下那个以弗所书。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书三章十四节。
Ephesians 3:14.
以弗所书三章十四、十五、十、十六、十七、十四到十七。
So Ephesians chapter 3:14-17.
他说：“因此我在父面前屈膝，天上地上的各家都是从他得名，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里。”叫你们的爱心有根有基。
For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love.
这个那个保罗在主面前屈膝。
Paul is here before the Lord.
他在主面前屈膝祷告，祈求一些事情。
He was praying on his knees before the Lord.
所以我就查了一下。
And I researched on this.
就是说在圣经里面，但我相信我们很多爱主的弟兄姊妹在主面前祷告，屈膝祷告。
I'm sure that many brothers and sisters who love the Lord kneel before the Lord and pray.
不过在这个圣经里面，他特别提到一个人屈膝祷告的时候，并不是很多。
But it's not very often that the Bible mentions somebody before the Lord kneeling before the Lord.
所以当保罗在讲到这个事情的时候呢，他突然心中有感觉，他需要很谦卑俯伏在主的面前做这个祷告。
And so Paul, when he's praying for this,He was bowing down on his knees before the Lord.
也就是说，这件事情在他心里面是有非常重的负担的。
So his great burden for this thing.
然后这个祷告我今天只提到前面一半。
And today I'm just mentioning the first part of this prayer.
他说要按着主丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫我们心里的力量刚强起来。
He said that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened.
这个心理的力量，那个心理呢，就是我们里面的人。
So this might by his spirit is in the inner man.
所以，这个我们里面有个人，弟兄姊妹要知道，我们里面有个人。
So inside us there's this inner man.
所以里面这个人呢，是主给我们那个新的那个生命。
This inner man is the new life that God has given us.
所以保罗有一个很深的祷告，他说：“但愿。”主让我们里面这个人能够刚强起来。
And Paul has this prayer that this inner man will be strengthened.
然后这个整件事情呢，是照着那个主的那个荣耀，这个目的呢，他这样做这样祷告。
And this prayer is according to the glorious will of the Lord.
也就是说，这整件事情，我们这个里面刚强起来，然后能够认识主这件事情，是非常的荣耀，不仅是荣耀，而且是丰盛的荣耀。
And so this thing that our inner man will be strengthened is very glorious and it's full of riches.
也就是说啊，我们有时候我们里面的人会软弱。
So this shows us that the inner man sometimes will be weakened.
所以他有个祷告，我们要里面要能够刚强起来。
And that's why he prayed that we will be strengthened in the inner man.
然后当我们能够刚强起来，然后叫我们的爱心能够有根有基。
And when this inner man is strengthened and then is rooted and grounded in love,
也就是说这件事情哈，如果我们的里面的人不刚强，没有起来的话，我们的根基就开始动摇。
If this inner man is weak and not strengthened, then the foundation can be moved.
所以基督徒的那个追求跟生活啊，我们要很注意我们这里面的人。
So the pursuit of a Christian has to be focused on the inner man.
所以当我们注意我们这里面人的时候，你会发现，我们不管在爱的追求上面，不管我们认识主上面，就有一个很稳固的根基。
So if we focus on the inner man, whether it's the pursuit of love or whatever, then there's foundation, good foundation.
以前当我信主之后
After I believe in the Lord
我就听到一些年长弟兄姊妹讲到说我们要走里面的路
Elder brothers and sisters talk about walking in the inner life
我真的听不懂
I really do not understand what they're speaking about.
什么是里面的路，又什么是外面的路，我真的不太懂。
What is the inner way and what is the outer way?
就是说，我们通常啊，讲到这个里面的时候，我们如果讲到外面，我们会懂一点。
When we talk about outward things, we seem to understand it more.
比如说，我们这个人的身体啊，在外面做很多的事情。
For example, we talk about our body doing many things.
你可以在聚会里面做一些打扫啊，然后做咨询，或是说你去带人买菜，做了外面的很多事情。
So if we talk about cleaning up the gathering place, or playing the piano, or taking people to grocery shopping.
然后我在这边跟大家讲话，这好像是外面看得到的。
Or when I speak to you, all these are outward things that can be seen.
然后如果我们讲到里面的话，我们会想到什么呢？
Now, when we talk about inner things, what do we think about?
有时候我会想到说，哦，我在读圣经，然后我在那边想圣经的事情。
So maybe we think about after reading the Bible, we're thinking about God's word.
或者说我们好像里面有一些爱主的感觉啊，在里面好像是里面一点。
Or maybe feeling of love for the Lord inside us.
这些事情哈，其实是在我们人的魂的里面。
But actually, some of these things are only in our soul.
那主会用这个魂，但是如果只停留在这边呢，还是外面。
Well, the Lord uses our soul, but if we stop there, it's still considered outward.
所以到底什么是里面？
Now, so what do we, when we talk about inward things, what are they?
那怎么走里面的路呢？
And how do we walk the inward way?
我们看一处圣经。
Let's turn to another passage.
希伯来书第八章。
Hebrews chapter 8.
希伯来书第八章第六节。
Hebrews chapter 8, 6.
希伯来书第八章六跟七，我先念哈。六跟七，如今耶稣所得的职任是更美的，正如他做更美之约的中保，这约原是凭更美之应许立的。那前约若没有瑕疵，就无处寻求后约了。
Hebrews 8:6-7. But now has he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second.
然后我们再读第十节到第十三。
10-13.
主又说，那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样，我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们的心上，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民，他们不用个人教导自己的乡邻和自己的弟兄说，你该认识主，因为他们从最小的到至大的都必认识我，我要宽恕他们的不义，不再纪念他们的罪愆，既说新约，就以前约为旧了。在那渐旧渐衰的，就必快归无有了。好，那英文的有看自己看一下哈。
So the English, you can just look at it yourself.
所以也就是说，主与我们所立的约是一个更美的约，那是新约。
So this new covenant is a better covenant.
然后过去在那个旧约的里面呢，神颁布了律法。
In the old covenant, there is the law.
然后主就从外面那些的律法呢，叫人说你应该做这个，你不应该做这些。
So through the law, the Lord showed people you need to do this and you don't need to do that.
但是那个约呢，今天对我们来讲，它已经过去了。
But the old covenant is past.
然后主已经给我们立了一个新约。
And the Lord has established a new covenant with us.
这个新约呢，他把这个律法放在我们的里面。
And now he put this law into our hearts.
然后写在我们的心里面。
He writes them in our hearts.
所以你会发现主开始从我们的里面在那边教导我们。
And so he's teaching us from within.
那是从主来的新的生命。
This is from the new life that's given to us by the Lord.
圣灵在我们里面向我们说话。
the Holy Spirit speaks to us from within.
然后当在我们在这个层面上的时候，你发现我们才是在走里面的路。
And so if we walk in this, then we're walking in the inner way.
所以有时候跟我想，我们与弟兄姊妹交通到灵这件事情，感觉都很抽象。
Sometimes when we share about the Spirit, it seems very abstract.
但是你会发现，圣经里面到处都在讲属灵的事。
But then everywhere in the Bible is talking about spiritual things.
所以也就是说，这里面的路呢，是叫我们在圣灵里，在圣灵里，在我们灵里面，主直接向我们说话，教导我们。
So in this inner way, we're focusing on how the Holy Spirit speaks to us inside, from inside our heart.
啊，当然有人就觉得说，哎呀，那伟兄，你为什么今天还要在这边讲？
So maybe some of you say, well, why are you still speaking to us today?
那为什么还需要年长弟兄呢？
Why do we need elder brothers?
啊，因为我们今天我们还不够老练。
Because today we're not yet experienced.
我们要从年长弟兄们的帮助。
We need the help of elder brothers.
然后他帮助我们的时候，主就借着他的话语在我们心里面说话。
And through this help, the Lord speak to us.
他也印证我们在主面前一些的学习。
And they confirm to us the things that we're learning of the Lord.
但是所有的事情你会发现都应该走这个方向，主在我们里面直接教导我们。
But in everything, we need to go in this direction of getting our learning from the Lord from within.
啊，这件事情到底严重不严重？
Now, is this thing serious?
这很严重。
Is it important? Yes, it is.
就像我刚刚讲的说，如果我们不活在这个新约的实际的话呢，我们在主面前就不算数。
Unless we live in the reality of this new covenant, nothing is counted.
所以这边有一个有价值，一个是没有价值。
So there's on one hand there's one that is with value, while the other has no value.
啊，一个是讨主喜悦，一个是不讨主喜悦。
One is pleasing to the Lord, the other does not.
一个是有一天建主呢能够存留，有一天建主是烧掉。
One can be kept until the day we meet the Lord, while the other will be burned away.
所以我们一定要注意我们。要活在新约的实际的里面。
That's why we need to live in the reality of the new covenant.
在这个新约的时，所以今天我们大家一同在这边擘饼喝杯。
So when we come for in the breaking of the bread and drinking of the cup.
我想弟兄姊妹，我们只要念一段圣经，他就提醒我们这件事情是主所立的新约。
We will read a passage showing us that this is the A sign of the new covenant.
所以当我们翻到哥林多前书十一章
First Corinthians 11
哥林多前书十一章有点长好是二十节到三十二节
From verse 20 to 32
我念中文好那英文请你们自己看一下哥林多前书十一章二十到三十二。
First Corinthians chapter 11, 20 to 32. The English will just read by themselves.
OK, 我就念一次，大家就跟着这样子，心里这样念哈。二十节，你们聚会的时候算不得吃主的晚餐，因为吃的时候个人先吃自己的饭，甚至这个饥饿，那个酒醉，你们要吃喝，难道没有家吗？还是藐视神的教会，叫那没有的羞愧呢？我向你们可怎么说呢？可因此称赞你们吗？我不称赞。我当日传给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了，就拨开，说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”饭后也照样拿起杯来说。这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃这饼、喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼、喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身、主的血了。人应当自己审查，然后吃这饼、喝这杯，因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体。就是吃喝自己的罪了。因此在你们中间有好些软弱的与患病的 死的也不少。我们若是先分辨自己，就不至于受审。我们受审的时候，乃是被主惩治，免得我们和世人一同定罪。所以这边是保罗讲到说这个主所立的饼和杯。
So here Paul talked about the bread and the cup instituted by the Lord.
所以大家特别注意一下二十五节他怎么说。
Focus on verse 25.
那主在拿起杯来说，这杯是我用血所立的新约。
When the Lord raised the cup, he said, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood."
所以我想，这个整件波饼，这个波饼这件喝杯的事情呢，整件表明我们今天领受的是一个新的约。
So this whole thing about the bread and the cup shows that we are in the new covenant.
所以弟兄姊妹，我大家可能会觉得我讲的很基本。
Maybe you think that this is very basic.
就是说，当我们信主的时候呢，我们就进到这个新约的这个主所立的约里面。
The moment we believe, we are already in the new covenant.
哦，我们的得救就是主的约所应许的。
And our salvation is the result of this new covenant.
当我们看见主的那个饼杯的时候，我们看见他肉跟血分开了。
When we see the bread and the cup, we see the bread, the body and the blood separated.
然后我们看到主为我们而死。
And we see that the Lord died for us.
然后我们接受主的死。
When we receive His death.
然后我们发现，我们就知道神已经，主的血已经洗净了我们一切的罪。
We know that the blood has cleansed all our sins.
然后我们接纳主到我们的心里面。
When we receive the Lord into us,
圣灵也内住到我们里面,
and the Holy Spirit lives in us,
我们成为神的儿女,
then we become children of God.
这个是我们一开始信主的时候, 我们就进到新约了。
All this is when we first believe we are already in the new covenant.
所以你可能会问啊, 这个, 诶, 伟修为什么还要在, 我们都已经信主啦, 都已经在新约里面了, 为什么还要这样讲这个呢?
So maybe you ask Wei Xiu, we are already in this covenant, why are we talking about this?
今天有一个很迫切的事情哈。
But there's this pressing thing today.
我们要活出那个新约的实际。
We need to live out the reality of the new covenant.
所以当我们信主的时候，那个是一个开头。
So when we first believe, that is but the beginning.
那如果我们不活出这个实际的话，你会发现我们的光景会非常的软弱。
If we do not live out this reality, we will find out we will be weak.
神就得不着一个刚强的那个见证，他也得不着荣耀。
And the God will not get a strong testimony, and he cannot get the glory.
所以其实我就问大家。
So I'll ask everybody here.
对，我们每个礼拜这边拨饼。
When we come for the bread and the cup.
我们是不是真的有活在那个新约的实际的里面呢？
Are we living in the reality of the new covenant?
那如果只是我们信主的话，那我们饼杯领用一次就好了。
Well, if we
只是为了信主的话
if it's just for believing, then maybe we receive the bread and the cup just once.
那为什么每个礼拜都要这边拨饼呢？
Now, why do we do this weekly?
你会发现每个礼拜主要提醒我们，这是他立的新约。
But every week, the Lord wants to remind us this is His new covenant.
我们领受的这个新约，我们就要活在这个新约的实际里。
And when we receive this new covenant, we need to live in the reality of this new covenant.
在那个主被卖的那一夜呢，他立了这个饼和杯。
The night that he was sold, he established this cup.
然后我们如果读那个约翰福音的话
，And if we read John Gospel of John,
你会发现主在他最后一个晚上跟门徒们的相聚。
You will see that when the Lord met with his disciples that night,
然后他心中有好多的负担。
He has burden in his heart.
他在那边提醒那些门徒们。
He reminded the disciples.
然后鼓励他们。
And encouraged them.
然后为他们祷告。
And prayed for them.
所以在主怎么讲？就是在主要离开这些门徒的时候呢，他心中有一个很重要的事情。
There was this very important thing in his heart.
就是设立了这个饼和杯。
And it's to establish this bread and this cup.
所以没事哈，这个因为我父亲年纪比较老了。
My father is older.
然后每一次我要能够回国去见他的话。
And every time I have a chance to go back home.
他最近都有一些感觉，这是可能是最后一次了。
He always feel like this might be the last time.
对，所以弟兄姊妹，当我们好像跟一个人好像是最后一次还有机会聚在一起的时候，
If it is the last time for us to be with somebody,
所以他心中想要讲的话，想要做的事情呢，想要对你诉说的呢，一定是他心里面深处的。
Whatever this person wants to tell you is from the deepest place of his heart.
但是他最后的要啊。最后他要有一点的交代呢，他实在是巴不得我们记得他最后讲的这些的事情。
And he wants us to remember these last words of his.
然后我也觉得很稀奇啊，主是在爱我们。
And I'm amazed that the Lord really loves us.
你会发现在约翰福音那么好几章，我忘了四章还五章的那个篇幅里面。
So the four or five chapters in the book of John.
你会发现那个主耶稣在那个最后那一页呢，他一直想的都是门徒。
In the night he was betrayed, all he's thinking about is the disciples.
他爱他们呢，就爱他们到底。
And he loved them, and he loved them to the end.
主马上就要被卖了，要被钉十字架了，可是他心里面一直想的都是这些门徒。
Our Lord was to be crucified, and yet all he's thinking about is the disciples.
然后他一直被带到克西马尼的时候呢，就在被卖之前呢，他才向着父神为他自己有点祷告。
And only when he got to Gethsemane did he pray.To the Father.
所以当主在这个饼和杯这个晚餐的时候呢，他心中实在是想着每一个爱他的，那就每一个他所爱的。
So in this Last Supper, all he think about is the disciple, the ones he loved.
所以这一次我读的时候，我心中有感觉。
So when I read it this time, this is what I feel.
在那个旧约。
In the Old Testament.
好像我们这个旧约很，我们如果看那个旧约全书的话，你会看见圣经很厚，对不对
？If we look at the Old Testament, we see that it's very thick.
啊，就算是摩西五经的话，也是有相当的篇幅。
Even the first five book of Moses, it's pretty hefty.
但是呢，旧约里面有一个事情叫做十诫。
But then there's the Ten Commandments.
那是神在西乃山上把那个法版那个十诫刻在法版上，颁布给摩西。
Put the law on the tablet and gave it to Moses on Mount Sinai.
然后就交给了以色列人。
And then gave it to the people of Israel.
所以我有感觉哈，整个旧约，整个事情呢，好像浓缩在这个十诫的里面。
It almost seems that the whole Old Testament is concentrated on these Ten Commandments.
对，神的那个命令呢，好像在这个十诫里面，他把它浓缩在那边，颁布给以色列人。
The command of God is concentrated on these Ten Commandments and given to the Israelites.
所以我的感觉就是说，好像主在这个新约里面呢，他把这个整个新约的意义呢，浓缩在这个饼杯里面呢，交给我们了。
And but then in the New Testament, the whole new covenant is concentrated in the bread and the cup.
所以我们看见这个饼杯代表了主的向我们的服事。
So this bread and cup show our service to the Lord.
他卑微自己呢，他成为一个仆人，他服侍我们。
Oh, the Lord becomes us a servant to us and serve us.
所以你看见这个饼杯是代表主的爱。
And this bread and cup shows the love of the Lord.
就是他用他的血，他的命所立的约。
He used his life, his blood to establish this covenant.
他叫我们在饼杯剥饼的时候呢，记得要省察自己。
And he wants us to examine ourselves when we're taking the bread and the cup.
你会看见，的确，主把这个圣灵宝贵师已经赐给我们了。
We know that the Lord has given us the Holy Spirit, the Comforter.
他在我们里面做随时的提醒。
And the Holy Spirit will remind us every time.
所以今天我们也在这边等候我们复活的主的再临。
And so today we wait for the living Lord to come back.
所以整件这个新约的那个很多的意义呢，我们就看见它浓缩在这个饼和杯的里面。
So all the meaning of the new covenant is concentrated in the bread and the cup.
然后这个是主在最后的那一页呢，他从心的深处呢把它设立出来的。
And this is what he established.In that last night that he had with the disciples.
对，我前几天不晓得为什么有突然有这个想法。
I don't know why, but the last few days I have this realization.
有点像想象嘛，对不起。
It's kind of like an imagination.
对，所以我就想说啊，哪一天我如果快死的话
，I said if the day comes that I'm leaving this world.
然后那个 Stephen 就在我的旁边
，and then Stephen is beside me.
那我要跟他讲什么话呢
？What am I gonna tell him?
我可能想说，哎，你好好照顾这个妈妈跟这个妹妹。
Maybe I'll tell him you should take care of your mom and your sister.
然后想说你好好的好好爱主。
And then you should love the Lord.
对，所以这是想象。
This is imagination.
就是说如果我真的在最后有机会哈，要跟一个人讲一些话的时候，我要讲什么
？So if I have a chance, and this is the last time I'm talking to the person, what am I going to tell them?
Okay, 好，那如果我今天真的跟他讲了这些话
，So if that day comes and I tell him those things,
结果之后呢，他把这话忘了。
And then after that, he forgot about all those.
他轻看这个话。
He belittled the words.
然后他藐视这个话。
He looked down on this word.
结果他没有去真的去把这个话严肃的看待放在心里面。
He did not put this word seriously in his heart.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我还在世的话，我会怎么想
？So if I were still here, what am I gonna think?
对，所以弟兄姊妹，当主把这个饼杯从他深处设立出来的时候
，So when the Lord established the bread and the cup，
弟兄姊妹，我们不要像这些哥林多的弟兄姊妹呢，有一个情况，他们藐视了这些事情。
Let us not be like the brothers and sisters in Corinthians who belittle this thing。
他们来到这个擘饼聚会，非常的随便。
They're so careless when they come to this meeting。
所以保罗曾经把擘饼聚会这件事情告诉过他们。
So the table of the Lord, the Paul talk about this to them.
是当日传给你们的，
and、
以前传给你们的。
This is what I impart to you before.
然后我今天还要再提醒你们。
And today I want to remind you once again.
弟兄姊妹，这个是主用生命所立的约。
This is what the Lord gave up with His life.
我们不可以亏缺了这件事情。
And we cannot look down on this thing.
所以当主立约的时候呢，神本来不需要立约的。
In reality, God does not have to enter into a covenant with us.
神只要说，好，我今天我为你死，然后你信我，你就得永生。我讲了就算。
God can say, I've already died for you. You can have life, and what I say comes.
他不需要在一个那个约上面再签个字，不需要，因为他讲了一定会做。
He doesn't have to put his signature on a covenant because what he say, he definitely will do.
所以主好像在这件事情上面，他把自己限制在一个约的里面。
And yet the Lord limited himself in a covenant.
他不需要限制，他不需要做的，但是他做。
He does not have to do this, and yet he did it.
那为什么
？Why does he do that?
他体恤我们的软弱。
Because he knows that we are weak.
有时候我们想说，哎呀，这个主啊，你讲了，真的讲了这些事情，真的就算数吗
？Sometimes we think, Lord, when you say this, do you really mean it?
哎，我们还有点信不太过主。
It's as if we cannot believe him.
但是今天哈，主很严肃的把他的这个签名呢，放在这个约里面。
But today, the Lord put his name on this covenant.
然后我们一看的时候，就发现说，主很严肃的把他自己限制住，告诉我们说，这个约呢，他一定要成就。
And the Lord limited himself in this covenant and said he will fulfill this covenant.
也就是说，他为着我们这些不信的人呢，叫我们有一个明确的凭据，他这个约一定要成就。
For the sake of us who are so unbelieving, he makes sure that he tells us he wants to fulfill this covenant.
所以当在我们这个擘饼这个当中呢，我们是要宝贵主在当中所放的意义。
So in the breaking of the bread and drinking of the cup, we need to see the meaning of it.
在我们擘饼的时候呢，主有一件事情叫我们要纪念他。
During the breaking of the bread, the Lord wants us to remember certain things. As it is to remember him.
我这边就把它可能扩大来看，这个我们要怎么在当中学习走里面的路。
So I want to expand this and say, how do we walk in the inner way?
也就是说，外面的路呢，就是说外面有一个字句，有一个命令哈，有个事情要告诉你。
So on the outer way, there are certain commands, certain words that are told to you.
然后里面的路呢，表示说我们直接跟主碰着，有他有直接的接触跟关系。
But the inward way refers to we have a personal contact with the Lord.
所以呢，我们试着在每件事情上面呢，我们都要来记得主。
So let us, in every single thing that we do, we want to remember the Lord.
然后如果我们这样操练的话，我们慢慢就可以摸到新约的实际。
And if we practice this, then we will touch the reality of the new covenant.
如果我们说我们今天是新约的子民，在新约当中蒙主的拯救。
If we say that today we are saved in the new covenant.
然后我们一碰到事情呢，就直接先想，哎呀，我这个要怎么做，那个怎么办？先这样去想的话，那我们离新约还是很远。
And whenever we encounter things in our daily life, we just use our own thinking of what we should do, then we are far from reality of the new covenant.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这边的聚会好是不点名的。
Here in our meeting, we do not take attendance.
那个我在公司上班要，我是不用了，对，所以有些公司上班那个要打卡。
In some workplace, you have to punch a card when you go in and work.
对，以前我去过一个聚会。
I went to one meeting before.
我猜想可能很多聚会是这样做。
And maybe there are a lot of meetings like that.
它有一个出席卡。
There's an attendance card.
当你来这边聚会的时候，你就那天就要打一个勾。
And when you arrive, you make a check mark on that card.
对，我去偷偷看了一下。
And so I went and kind of take a look at that.
对，就那个一看就很清楚，我到底有几个勾，哪些是空白的，很看得很清楚。
So it's very clear how many check marks are there and how many blanks are there.
弟兄姊妹，这是旧约。
This is the old covenant.
我们今天，所以我在念那个大学的时候，那时候我们在台湾有一个很大的这个，也不晓得是很大的这个争执。
In college in Taiwan, there's a big competition.
Argument. 就是说，大学里面的教授呢，到底可不可以点名
？Oh, there's the argument is whether they can take attendance in college.
然后学生就说，我们这个有权利，你这个上的不好，我就不来上课，那有什么关系？然后老师说，我就是要点名。
The student feels it's their right. If the teaching is not good, they don't have to attend class. But the teacher feels that they have to take attendance.
好，所以弟兄姊妹，今天我可以用外面的事情。叫你来聚会。
So I can use outward things to force you to come to a meeting.
然后每次点名。
And every time take attendance.
然后月底的时候给你看。
And then at the end of the month I'll show you.
或是给严重一点的给大家看一下。
Or maybe let everybody look at it.
那就说那下个月我就好好多来几次，下个月就比较好看一点。
So maybe the next month this person will feel, oh, I come more often, so it will look better on me.
所以弟兄姊妹，什么是新约？
Now, what is the new covenant?
我们开始认识说，来到这边聚会，来这边擘饼，是来朝见主的。
We realize that when we come here for the bread and the cup, we are here to be with the Lord.
我们心中有一个渴慕，我是来这边来遇见主的。
And we have this desire that we want to see the Lord.
我没有办法说，我这个某某那样弟兄，就是老是说你要来聚会，要来聚会。
I cannot keep on telling certain brothers or sisters, you have to come to a meeting. You have to come to a meeting.
对，这个已经有点像旧约的味道。
That would be like the old covenant.
我们可以提醒。
We can remind brothers and sisters.
但是我们实在盼望，这是从我们里面说。看见说我来这边是要看来遇见主的。
But we want this thing to be from inside, that we want to come and see the Lord.
当我们在这边遇见主的时候，
If we come and see the Lord,
就算叫你不来呢，你还是要来。
Even if we tell you not to come, you still want to come.
这个是新约。
This is the new covenant.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在这个聚会当中，我们大家一起祷告，这是非常好。
So in the meeting, we pray together.
我心中实在是盼望我们聚会要多有祷告。
I really hope in my heart that there will be more prayers.
在那个唱诗的之间呢，多有一些祷告。
So between the singing of the song, there will be more prayers.
对，不用急着选诗，我们多给机会有一些祷告。
We don't have to choose many songs. We should give more chance for prayer.
在我的感觉里面，祷告是我们直接跟主的一个赞美，一个感谢。
Because prayer is the is direct praise and to the Lord.
所以我记得我以前信主不久。
So before, when, after I believe,
啊，我其实很单纯，我很想祷告。
I was very simple. I really wanted to pray.
所以每个礼拜六呢，我就把我的祷告词都写好。
And so every Saturday, I would write down my prayer.
我放在一个小纸片上面，我把它背起来。
And then I would memorize my prayer.
然后很奇怪。
And so strange.
每一次我这样子去背的时候呢，我每次。比如说我写了十句话，我只记得两句跟三句。
So maybe I wrote down 10 sentences. I only remember 2 or 3.
那每次都这样子。
And every time it's like that.
啊，但我的心意是好。
Even though my heart is right.
啊，但是这个还是旧约的味道。
That's still the Old Testament.
我想我们还是说，在主面前，的确我们之前可以在主面前有默想。
Of course, we can ahead of time have meditation.
然后当我们来到聚会当中的时候呢
？But when we come to the meeting,
让主在我们里面给我们那个感动。
We should let the Holy Spirit touch us.
也许借着诗歌
，maybe through song.
Maybe 也许借着其他弟兄姊妹的祷告
，maybe through the prayers of other brothers and sisters.
也许我之前在主面前默想的感动也还在。
Or from the meditation I had beforehand.
然后我就这样子自然的向主祷告。
And then very naturally I just pray to the Lord.
我们不需要看人家怎么看我祷告好不好听。
We do not have to care what other people think of us.
只要是我们出于里面的呢，主都喜悦。
As long as it's from inside, the Lord is pleased.
然后你说这个我这样讲的话讲不了太多话。
Maybe I cannot say much.
那很好，那你就把它缩短。
Then maybe you can just simplify and make it brief.
你短的祷告，但是出于你里面，主就很喜悦。
So as long as it's from inside, no, even if it's brief, the Lord is pleased.
所以弟兄姊妹，我也在学习。
I'm also learning.
过去以为过去是有一些旧约的味道，但现在学习是在新约里面。
So maybe in the past there is there's some Old Testament thing, but now I'm learning.
所以我再提回一件事情，我们在各样的事情记得主。
So in everything, we want to remember the Lord.
每一件事情呢，让主在这个当中有份。
And in everything, we want the Lord to have part in it.
我们平常打扫很容易，也不是很容易，就是打扫就是反正大家扫扫除，对不对？
To clean up.Seems simple at times.
然后把椅子排好。
And then we arrange the chair.
我很多年以前听见一个年长弟兄讲过这么一件事情。
And many years ago, I heard a elder brother say this thing.
他说他认识有一个弟兄。
He knows a brother.
那个弟兄呢，每一次都是聚会前来开门的。
And this brother always opened the door of the meeting place.
然后开门之后呢，他就要把所有椅子摆好，然后给弟兄姊妹来聚会。
And then after he enters, he would arrange the chairs to be ready for brothers and sisters to come for meeting.
而摆椅子是外面的事情吗？就是做一些事情。
And we know arranging the chairs is an outward thing.
哎，可是这弟兄有一点不一样。
But this brother is different.
他每一次抬一个椅子的时候呢，他里面就默默祷告。
And every time he put in place one chair, he will be praying.
他说祷告说主啊，愿等一下坐在这椅子上的弟兄姊妹能够被你得着。
May the person who sits in this place be laid hold by you.
所以弟兄姊妹，一件外面的事情，但是其实你可以走里面的路。
So even if it's an outward thing, you could still be going the inner way.
那个是新约。
That's the new covenant.
我们大部分弟兄姊妹是不知情的。
You know, most of us do not play the piano.
所以我是用这个例子就是让我们能够 能够摸着一点新约。
And so I use this example so that we can understand more what is in the new covenant.
对，在我的心中感觉里面，一个诗琴的人。
In my heart, a pianist.
他应该是一个爱唱诗歌的人。
She should be one who loves singing.
在他平常生活里面，就有一些的诗歌能够摸着他的心。
So in the everyday life, she should have hymns that touch her heart.
所以当我们在聚会里面弹琴的时候，并不是说一个人弹琴的技术好就能够弹琴的。
And so in a meeting, it's not that the person has to be skillful in playing piano, then she can play.
如果她是一个弹琴技术很好的人去弹琴，那只是外面。
If she's skillful in playing piano, that is but an outward thing.
但如果她在这个弹琴的侍奉上面、跟准备上面、跟平日的生活里面有主、记得主的话，那就是走里面的路。
But in this service, if in everyday life she has the Lord, then it's different.
我跟一些这个我忘了有没有在这边提过，我跟一些单身的弟兄姊妹几位提过一件事情。
I don't know if I've mentioned it here, but I've raised this up with a few single brothers and sisters.
很多时候我们学顺服啊，顺服。
Many times when we are learning obedience.
对，我想希望每个基督徒记得哈，我们在主面学顺服是一个很好的学习。
May every Christian know that to learn obedience is a very good thing.
有一次这个比如说有一个年长弟兄告诉你说你去做什么什么事情。
So let's say, for example, an elder brother say you should do certain things.
或是你爸爸妈妈叫你做什么什么事情。
Or maybe your parents tell you to do something.
你去顺服去做呢，是很好。
When you obey and you go do it, that is good.
但是如果你的里面呢，没有主在那边的话，严格讲，这件事情可能没有属灵的价值。
But then, if the Lord is not in that thing, then maybe there's no spiritual value in what you did.
不过我要讲一下，你听话顺服比你背你还好。
But I want to say, following and obeying is still better than being rebellious.
对，但是我们不是停留在这个地步。
But we do not stop there.
也就是说，当我们顺服的时候呢，是顺服我们里面的主。
When we obey, we're obeying the Lord who is within us.
所以我跟几个单身提过一点。
So I have mentioned to single brothers and sisters.
当初我想要跟那个慧萍交往的时候。
So at that time when I want to know Hui Ping,
是跟好好，然后我去问年长弟兄说可不可以。
So I asked elder brothers if I can go ahead.
年长弟兄就好像不太好这样。
And then the elder brothers think it's not a good idea.
我在一听这句，我还没仔细听他要讲什么的时候。
So even before I listened carefully to what they were going to say afterwards,
我里面主就向我讲话。
The Lord already spoke to me.
我很清楚里面主说还时候还没到。
The Lord said that it is still not the right time.
然后那时候一讲的时候我就想说哇好清楚，我就知道说现在不行。
And so it was very clear to me that it's still not the right time.
所以外面可以有帮助。
So outside, there could be help from outside.
但是你会发现，我们主要是顺服神在我们里面的权柄。
But the main thing is we're obeying the inward authority.
顺服不是那么容易的。
To obey is not that easy.
圣经上不是说信与不信不可同父一轭吗？
Isn't it that the Bible said that you should not be unequally yoked with unbelievers?
这个我们常常用在这个男女的事情上面。
And we usually use this in relationships.
我信主之后，我信主的时候呢，有一个交往六年的女朋友。
Before you believe.
在我信主的时候。
Okay, before he believed, I have a girlfriend who had been with like for 6 years.
所以信主之后呢，我知道这句话，信与不信不可同父与轭。
And so after I believe, I know that I should not be unequally yoked with unbelievers.
我是很想顺服。
And I really want to obey.
但人的感情不是那么容易的。
But it's feelings and emotions are hard to deal with.
所以我知道信跟不信是不会有结局的。
Even though
所以我确定。
Even though I know that with unbelievers, there's not going to be an end to that.
所以我试着用传福音、传福音、传福音这样。
And so I try to share the gospel with this person.
不容易，但是经过了一两年之后。
But then after 1 or 2 years,
然后主在我心里面说你应该停了。
And then the Lord said, you need to stop.
当你在传的时候呢，这个是里面有很多的掺杂。
Because when you are sharing the gospel, there's a lot of mixed motive in you.
对，你需要把这几件事情通通放下。
You need to lay this thing down.
所以当那天开始之后呢，我突然就清楚了。
So up to that day, then everything becomes clear to me.
对，我需要完完全全的停止联络。
I need to totally stop having contact with this person.
这个对那边的人也比较好。
And this is also good for the other person.
弟兄姊妹，圣经上写说信与不信不可同父与轭，我是外面进来的这句话。
So the Bible, what the Bible says about not being unequally yoked is from an outward coming in to me.
但是在我们里面给我们力量，叫我们能够服下来。
But from inside, there is I am strengthened to be able to submit.
所以感谢主，我这个马上结婚14年了。
I'm married now for almost 14 years.
我们要信得过主，因为主在他会给我们所需要的供应。
We need to believe the Lord because He will give us what we need.
在这个波饼聚会当中，所以我想用我借着波饼聚会，借着我们各样的事情，弟兄姊妹学习走里面的路。
So, with the breaking of bread, we need to learn to walk the inner way.
在这个波饼聚会当中呢，有一件事情要人应当自己省察。
And during the breaking of the bread, we need to examine ourselves.
然后分辨自己，有点像 judge 自己。
And we need to be judging ourselves.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是我想说，弟兄姊妹，我们有多少人在波饼聚会的时候在省察自己
？And I wonder how many of us are examining ourselves during the breaking of the bread.
所以当我们来到主的面前的时候
，When we come before the Lord，
这件事情哈，我忘了以前中国古代有个人叫什么一日三省吾身，每天三次查验他自己。
There's a person in ancient China who examined himself 3 times a day.
我们这个跟那个不一样。
We're not talking about that.
他那个有点像是我每天想想我在这个行事为人上面该怎么做，该怎么做，哪点做的不好，是外面的规范。
What he's thinking is maybe I've not been good to other people. It's still an outward thing.
但是当你来到这边拨饼的时候
，But when you come here to break the bread，
你把你自己的心门打开。
And you open your heart.
然后你回想你过去一个礼拜的事情。
And you think about the things that happened in the last week.
或是说圣灵在我们里面提醒我们上礼拜的事情。
Or the Holy Spirit bring into remembrance what had happened in the past week.
然后当有一些事情是不讨主喜悦的。
There might be things that are not pleasing to the Lord.
很多软弱的。
Weaknesses that are in us.
我们就把它摊在主的宝血的底下。
And then we lay it all before the blood.
所以，每一次呢，当我们来到主面前，进到里面的时候
，And so every time we come before the Lord and enter in,
好像主的光就光照我们
Then the light of the Lord enlightens us.
他就重新引导我们走在那个义路上。
And once again, He leads us on the righteous way.
如果是外面的话，我们好像可以告诉大家说这个不对，那个不对。
Outwardly, we can tell other people you can do this and you cannot do that.
但是从里面，圣灵给我们的提醒。
But what the Holy Spirit says to us inside.
对我来讲，那个感觉不一样。
It is totally different.
就是说，主在我们在波面中看见主是何等的爱我们，给我们这么浩大的恩典。
When we see the love of the Lord and how much He has given us.
然后当我主在那边鉴察我的时候呢，我想说，哇，我还是在那边得罪主。
And when the Lord examines me, I realize I'm still offending Him.
所以我心中生发一个感觉说，我应该不要再叫主伤心了。
And so in my heart, I say, I should not grieve the Lord anymore.
主在那边好像等候我们这个人悔改。
The Lord is waiting for us to repent.
等候好久，等候我们回头。
And waiting for us to turn back.
所以当主在我们里面检查的时候呢，
And so when He examines us,
我就说主啊，我愿意今天就回头。
Then I say, Lord, today I will repent. I will turn back.
在以前一个年长姊妹跟我们交通。
There's an elder sister who shared with us before.
啊，这个那个光景好像图画一样，就虽然是他用嘴巴讲，但是那个好像光景图画印在我的心里。
Even though she was just speaking about it, but it came as a picture to me.
他说啊，那个时候在他那个我不知道一九几零年年代的时候，弟兄姊妹在一起擘饼聚会。
She said that in I don't know 1900 the when brothers and sisters were breaking the bread together.
他说每次擘完饼杯的时候。
She said after the breaking of the bread.
对，然后地上都是一滩一滩的水。
So you see, you know, water on the floor.
就是你看这地上都是一滩一滩的。
And it's, you know, spots of water on the floor.
他说那些都是弟兄姊妹的眼泪。
And those were tears of brothers and sisters.
所以在那个时候，在那个年代的时候，弟兄姊妹擘饼的时候，实在是被主的爱所摸着。
During that time, the brothers and sisters were really touched by the Lord.
大家看重主所立的这个约。
They look at this covenant in a very precious way.
也实在巴不得能够活在这个所立的约新约的实际的里面。
And they really want to live in the reality of this new covenant.
所以我想弟兄姊妹，我们常每个礼拜在这边擘饼。
So when we come together for the breaking of the bread every week.
大家记得我们来这边是跟主见面。
We need to know we come to see the Lord.
所以但愿主给我们一个渴慕的心呢，我们要来这边与主看见主的笑脸。
That we will have this desire to see his countenance.
然后我们在主面前完全是赤露敞开的。
And we know that we are naked before him.
然后让主向我们心中说话。
And we want the Lord to speak to our hearts.
让主的爱能够摸着我们的心。
That His love will touch our heart.
让我们能够再回头走跟随主，紧紧跟随他的路。
And we'll turn back and follow Him closely.
弟兄姊妹，在教会历史当中，
In the church history,
有好几次那个大的复兴都是从擘饼开始。
There are many revivals that started with the breaking of the bread.
也许就是两三四个弟兄们在那边擘饼。
Maybe three, four brothers breaking bread together.
就几个人而已。
Only a few people.
但他们在回到这个主所立的新约在那边擘饼的时候。
But when they come to this new covenant and break the bread.
你会发现主就在他们那个时候就做了很奇妙的工作。
And the Lord do amazing things in the midst of them.
许多弟兄姊妹，许多人信主。
Many people believe in the Lord.
许多人的那个里面的灵被复兴起来。
And the spirit were revived.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他们开始活在进入新约的实际里面。
Because they've entered in the new covenant.
所以我想弟兄姊妹，我们彼此的勉励。
So let us encourage one another.
免得说我们常常在那边擘饼，好像变成一个习惯。
We do not want breaking of the bread to be just a habit.
不要忘记是主在最后那一夜他心中的深处把它设立在我们的面前。
But in that night, he established this before us.
每个礼拜他就提醒我们这是主所立的新约我们要记得它。
And he wants to remind us that this is the new covenant.
我们在凡事上记得它。
And in everything, we want to remember Him.
我们让主在我们里面先鉴察我们。
And we want the Lord to examine us first.
因着如此，我想我们开始慢慢明白什么是走里面的路。
And because of that, we start to understand what is walking in the inner way.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个很严肃。
This is very serious.
所以当我们这样子去行的时候呢，这些就算数。
And when we do this, then all these things are going to be counted.
否则有一天你会发现很多的事情在主面前都被烧掉。
Otherwise, we will find out one day most of the things are going to be burned.
所以更重要，我想愿主的爱常常摸着我们的心。
May the love of the Lord touch our hearts often.
那我们有一个祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们在这里同谢谢你。
Lord, we come and thank you.
但愿在每一次多饼的时候,
that every time during the breaking of the bread,
我们全人就伏在你的面前,
that we bow before you,
好让你在我们里面做那个奇妙的工作,
that you will do your amazing work in us,
赐给我们一个渴慕的心,
that we will have a desire,
主啊, 看见你为我们所预备的, 主啊, 是何等的丰富,
that see how great what you have prepared for us,
我们这个人的确真的是配不上,
we do not deserve this.
但是你说，当我们检查自己，当我们在那纪念你的时候，我们能够配得上在这个约里面。
But when we remember you and examine ourselves, then we deserve this.
主啊，让我们有个渴慕的心。
May we have a desiring heart.
我们讨你的喜悦。
We want to please you.
走这条里面的路。
And we walk the inner way.
好叫我们常常在亲近你的事情上，在亲近，好叫我们在凡事上面多多的亲近。
That in everything we get close to you.
当我们亲近你的时候，若有一些的软弱，主啊，求主扶持起来。
When we draw near to you and we have weakness, may you strengthen us.
有些事情，也许我们好像顺服不来。
Maybe there are things we cannot obey.
哦，主啊，愿你开我们的眼睛。
May you open our eyes.
在我们里面给我们力量，我们能够服下来。
And give us strength that we can submit to you inside.
主啊，愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
我们谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 就是这样子。